What time is it? Time to kick it with Kool-Aid. Welcome back to another video. If this is your first time to my channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button, tap that notification bell so you'll be notified every time I upload a new video. Welcome back, my butterflies. How is everyone doing? I hope you had an amazing weekend. Mine was like Rocky Road. It was good and bad. I had some ups, I had some downs. We're going to talk about it just a little bit, but we are going to go ahead and get into what is popping right now. What is trending in media? Tekashi 6ix9ine getting beat up in a sauna in a LA Fitness in Florida. What?
Yo, what the fuck, fuck?
Y'all just not gonna let him live. I don't know why he walking around with no security. But if you kind of check out the video clip that TMZ posted, I'll leave the link in the description box below. He has somebody with him, but clearly that person didn't help him. So my question to everyone is, when is it enough for society and the people who trying to be the police in the street to allow people to be free and have a second chance? Do you feel that Tekashi deserves a second chance? Or because of the stigma and what people say about snitches get stitches, you should have did your time, or you shouldn't have ratted nobody out. What would you do if you were portraying to be one person? Now, granted, he did try to act like he was about that life. He was with the sugar honey iced tea. But then when it came down to it, he was singing like a bird.
Oh, my God.
Telling on everybody. Same thing with Chris Brown. When is it? I need somebody in the comments to answer that question. When is it enough? Or when do people have the opportunity to have a second chance? Or are there just some things that just are unforgivable for their fans and people that follow them? That's what I want to know. My opinion, I don't necessarily think that people should be putting hands on people. If you don't rock with them, just don't rock with them. Beating him up is not going to change anything. You actually just bringing more attention to him, because as myself and any other blogger or social media or TMZ or the Shade Room, everybody talking about him. So you're kind of keeping him relevant. So is it really hurting them? You know, he can heal from them bruises and those cuts. And he can even probably heal from his self-esteem because he already used to it. But you're on camera, idiota. You're on camera, so now you could be facing criminal charges. So is it worth you trying to prove a point and show that you're the tough guy or the tough person and that this person is really weak, but now you about to go to jail? So now we got the tables turning to where you kind of going to be in the same situation. So are you going to do your time? Are you going to snitch? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Next thing on the rainbow is... I kind of want to talk about this video that I seen with Krishan Rock. Now, according to media, they have broken up, her and Blueface. I don't necessarily know how true that is. You have so many different stories that be popping up. But I can definitely say from when I seen a clip of her, I think she was doing some type of athletic, like gladiator type show. I can't think of the name of it, but she was doing some type of gladiator show. And she was like this sweet, wholesome girl. She had this regular looking guy who wasn't in the industry. She had all her teeth. She ain't had no tattoos. She had a little chili ponytail and all that stuff. Adorable. You could still tell that she had a fighting spirit and she was a little spunky. But she wasn't off the chain, drinking Henny, teeth missing, won't fight, you know, being super aggressive, very masculine. If she is pregnant and she is about to be a mother, how do you think that's going to turn out? Do you think it's going to change her, or do you think that it's going to make her more emotionally unstable? Because sometimes kids cause emotional stress. They have postpartum. Then the fact that she's a single mom. She got all these tattoos of Blueface all over her body. Well, she says she's a grown woman. It's her body. But she also said in an interview with B. Simone on her podcast that she's always sad. Even though they were trying to encourage her and give her wisdom, she's always sad. And personally, I know what that feels like, to always feel sad or feel let down or disappointed by people. You feel like you throw yourself out there, you're giving your all, you sacrifice your all. You're not shortchanging people, but yet at the end, you get the short end of the stick, and it's not a good feeling. And you could fall into a severe depression and not even realize that you in depression. Like for me, sometimes I realize that I could be making content, I could be making videos, but yet I'm laying around. I don't feel depressed. I'm not crying, I'm not emotional, but yet I still feel myself being non-productive, where I know that I could be doing something that could benefit my future moving forward, but yet and still, I'm still laying here. I'm still letting other people, what they think and what they say, bother me. And that is what I learned this weekend. So with Krishan, if she is, I hope it changes her. We will see. You know, I'll circle back around. So Tekashi 6ix9ine, Chris Brown, and Krishan, let's see what happens. We're going to be watching, trending in media. But for me, this weekend, I realized that I had like a moment of vulnerability where I allowed somebody or individuals to target a sensitive place on as far as my emotions. And I realized I had to take yesterday, this was Saturday, so Sunday I had to take a chill back and really think to where I was like, I need a mental break from people. To make sure that you keep your mind and yourself balanced. Because people say anything to make themselves look good. People say anything that they feel like is going to heighten the facade of who they are instead of living in the reality of who they are. You know, some people are so insecure and they have no self-confidence within themselves that they use downfalls or they use false accusations about other people to try to make them look dominant or make them look good. To me, that's a weak person. And there are several people in my life that are weak people that do that. So I have to realize, well, one, they're no longer in my life. I have cut them all the way off. And I am less forgiving of the yellow and the red flags and the comments and not being so forgiving. Being a little bit older now, those forgiving days is over.
Mm-mm, get somebody else to do it.
Okay. But I'm still going to be myself. I learned a valuable lesson about being committed and dedicated to people, organizations, and companies. There's no loyalty. What Chris Brown say? It's the truth. People are not loyal to you unless they feel like it's a benefit for them. People want to use you and take from you your gifts, which I told you in a previous video, your gifts cost money. Take from you to benefit themselves. But at the end of the day, they'll say, oh, we're a team.
Cap.
Oh, we're family.
Cap.
Oh, I got your back.
Cap.
Oh, you know I love you.
Cap.
You know anything you need, you come holler at me.
Cap.
But that's not true. Only when it's benefiting them. If they feel like if I get rid of you, I can make more money, boom. Oh, if I can use your gifts to make money off of and not pay you, boom, I'm gonna do it. If I can sell you a dream and get you to invest in yourself, but I'm really just trying to take your money because I know how passionate you are about something, boom, people are gonna do it. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Don't allow yourself to devalue who you are or make yourself feel less than, because that is a part of what discovering, uncovering, and recovering skills to help you heal, or we keep it real. Boom. Period. Listen, don't do it. I did it this weekend. Don't let anybody allow you to fall into a trap. My new saying is, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just add a little Kool-Aid, a little flavor. Period. That's my story. That's my motivation. That's my explanation. One more thing I want to talk about is, if you have not watched on Hulu, Unprisoned, it is with the lady that played, I know her name, but the lady who played in How to Get Away with Murder. It's a comedy series, and it has Kerry Washington, Kelvin Witherspoon, which he is super popular. And it is basically a story about a single mom. She's a therapist. She grew up in foster care. She's had multiple representation of a mother in her life. And her dad has been in prison for 17 years, and he's getting out. Unprisoned. I watched the whole thing. I've been binge watching a lot of stuff. So I literally watched all 8 episodes yesterday. I told y'all I was like revamping, taking a moment. And it was really, really good. Like, the storyline was so on point to a missing parent and the effects of being tossed around and moved around from place to place to place, but still trying to be that resilient person that has the grit to push through and want to fight for a better life for yourself. So if you haven't checked out Unprisoned on Hulu, go check it out. It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It is a must see. So go see it. Come back and tell me what you think. I want to hear about it. Let's get into the bubbles. The bubbles. The time for the bubbles. The bubbles. The bubbles. The time for the bubbles. The bubbles. The bubbles. This is the beginning of the week. We're going to have an amazing week. We're going to have a positive week. We're going to shake off all that negative energy over the weekend. And we're going to take a deep breath in right now. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Releasing all the negative energy. Releasing all the negative thoughts. Releasing all the negative vibes. Only embracing positivity. Only embracing love and peace and gratitude. Humbleness. Appreciation, loyalty, strength, healing, and acceptance. Okay? I had to take another breath on that last one, because acceptance, that's a powerful word. Acceptance. To agree or to disagree. But acceptance is, I understand it for me. I understand it. I don't have to like it, but I accept it. I accept it, but what I don't accept is something that I don't want in my life. I can accept the circumstances. I can accept what happened, but I don't have to accept the person, the situation. Listen, that word is like universal, multi. You can pop that word anyway, anywhere, blah, 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 anywhere. So, accept. That's the word of the week. Let's get into this song of the day and the power of the lyrics. And it's 2 Chainz. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with the get the thing. That was a song I choiced. What in the heck? It's too early in the morning. Yo, it's like 6 in the morning. So, that's the song that I chose. Different. Be different. Be you. Be the best you that you can be. Regardless of who like you, who don't like you, who accept you, and who don't. Be the best you that you can be. Don't let anybody make you feel like you're less than, or that they have that much power over you, or that you don't bring value to their life, because you do. Because you are you. And I'm not just talking to myself. Because this is not just therapy for you, but therapy for me too. So, that is the end of this video. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Go check out those recommendations that I gave you. Leave me a comment. Again, subscribe if you haven't subscribed. All my new butterflies and all my existing butterflies. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing week. We got more videos coming, more things to talk about, and we gonna talk about it. I don't know what it's gonna be, but we gonna talk about it. All right, until the next video, I'll see you on the next trip in the next rainbow. It's your girl Kool-Aid, and as always, I wanna know your flavors.